welcome to Run Lead Gen Radio, your go-to podcast for all things digital marketing and growing your business with your hosts, Quinn
and Brian.
And today we are so happy to have David Askvig with us. We would love to hear a little bit about you, David. Give us a little introduction, who you are, maybe some background to you.
Yeah, great to be here. Thanks for having me. Quinn, you know, we worked together at a company a little bit ago, and it's fun to have those connections. So, yeah, a little bit about me. So, Utah, from Utah, grew up Utah. So, marketing background. So, really started out as a marketing generalist, all things marketing, and then discovered marketing automation. So this was Pardot. So if anyone remembers Pardot before Salesforce, before actually they were purchased by a company, ExactTarget, way back when, I just fell in love with all the things you could do in terms of tracking, you know, leads coming in and interacting with them with emails, and it just, I loved it. So I kind of zeroed in on that, and then really went into more sales ops. So like thinking, okay, now how does marketing interact with sales, and what are sales processes? What tools and systems do they use? Use Salesforce, and really enjoyed that process. And then eventually started working with HubSpot. And I think that's where, you know, my glasses, you can't see them. They have an orange tint to them, I think. I'm a little bit of a fanboy. Tools are as good as you use them.
Right.
But I've just really loved using HubSpot and all the ways that can be used.
Super cool. So you are now doing your own thing, David Askvig Consulting, right?
Yep. So I'm coming up on a year. I decided to, take the leap. It's a little bit scary. I'm the only breadwinner at our home. We have some kids, and so it's kind of scary to stop your.
It's a lot,
you know. And so I left my job and said, "Let's do this." And it's been great. I feel really blessed.
But I love that, and that's really something that we are interested in with, you know, the podcast and bringing people on. We love to see business owners, for one, people taking a risk, taking a chance, and then people mastering their craft and just doing more than, you know, the monotonous routine. It's empowering to see people do it. We love it. Yeah. We applaud you for it, for sure.
Can I ask what spurred that? Like, was there a certain moment or event that happened that you're like, you know what, I gotta go for this?
Yeah. I think I have an entrepreneurial spirit, I think. I've done things on the side. So I play drums, and I have a drum sales. Nice. I buy, sell, fix up drums and sell them. I've done that for the last few years, and that funds the hobby, which is kind of fun when you don't have to get approval to buy more hobby stuff, when you can just, so did a little bit of that. I actually had someone refer me, this was like 3 years ago, to help. There was a company using MailChimp at the time.
Okay.
And someone referred me, and to be honest, I really didn't want to do it. I was like, I don't know that I want to help them. Yeah. And I was like, you know, I'll give you 10 hours. Let's just, I'll help you kind of get things set up. And I loved it. And so that kind of sparked another interest in like, hey, maybe I can do this with more people. The reason I went out on my own is I felt like at my current position, like it was a great company, but if I wanted to personally grow more, I had to do something out of my comfort zone. And I had to go, you know, down a path that forces me to do hard things, but also do more of what I loved. And at the time, I really wanted to work with companies using HubSpot as an all-in-one CRM. And that it just seemed like good timing at the time to give it a run for the money. I actually knew other people. So Quinn, you know, I knew you were doing your own thing.
Yeah.
There's other people that I, you know in the Salt Lake Valley and other places that I talked to and said, hey, how are you doing this? Like, do you think I could do this? And so I think talking to other people that have gone down that route gave me confidence. It's like, okay, they're doing it and it's working.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You know, I love that. And so I don't know if you've followed along. Governor Cox has put out a campaign. I've seen it at some of the Megaplex theaters, but Utah is the startup capital of the world. So Utah, Salt Lake City, Silicon Slopes, right? We are, per the Utah honeybee nature, we're a busy bunch, and we are growing businesses. And something that Run Lead Gen has been focusing on is, okay, Utah, startup capital of the world, don't just start up, right? Grow and kill it. And So let's talk a little bit about, you've mentioned HubSpot, you mentioned CRM, you know, marketing automation. Let's talk about it, a little bit of that. A lot of these, you know, audience that are watching this, they own small businesses. They may not exactly know how marketing automation or a CRM can help them. And they may not realize that they have options and that, you know, that there are things out there, you know, services, companies like yourself or us that can help them. So give us a little bit into what that looks like.
Yeah, sure. I mean, the market is saturated with tools. There's so many.
Doubt.
And it can be overwhelming. What I would say is start with process. And like, I would take a good process manual over a bad process that's automated any day. And so I would say really think through and define what your process should look like. So let's dig into that. So one part of that could be, what do you want the customer experience and journey to look like, right? And then the internal perspective is, then how do you actually facilitate that? You know, portions of that process are going to be manual. Some of it can be automated, right? But if you have a good vision for what that should look like, then you can figure out what tools to bring in to use that. Kind of a side note, as I was thinking about this discussion, I did a, you know, you bring your dad to school day where that, you know, right. Career day, you present on what you do. My kids had me come in and I was like, how am I going to explain what I do to like kids? Yeah. And so what I actually talked about was Chick-fil-A, right? So I would assume most people have gone through Chick-fil-A drive-thru, right? You pull up and some of them have two lanes, right? And so like, you are led to the right lane. There's a person there that asks for your order, and then they take your name. And then when you get to the next place, they pay, they know your name, you get to the front desk. And even though both lanes merge, they know who you are. They give you your order. I don't think I've ever had them mess up an order. Like, they're pretty good about getting it right. And I like to use that as an example for when things work well for the customer. You know, there's a lot of things that need to align at a Chick-fil-A to do that. Like, you have sales. Like, how do you get the money, right? How do you interact with the customer? How do you fulfill? That's post sales. Give them their food. You know, it can be customer satisfaction. I get a text of like, how was your order? You know, that is like an example of things working really well. And there's a lot of thought, both process and systems, that went on the back end to make that happen. So as you translate that to any sort of business, like, that's really how I think about both process and then the tools you use to make things work.
Yeah, great insight. You know, I think a lot of the times we'll have conversations with business owners and they just say, well, I'm not ready for that. I'm not ready for the process. So, you know, what are some indicators? And really maybe a better question is, how do we prepare businesses to get to that stage? Because I think a lot of the friction that we have sensed with clients or potential clients or just other business owners that we talk to is like, they're fearful of getting into those conversations and trying to solve those problems. Cause right now they feel like they're just trying to keep the business afloat. So how can we help businesses transition from this kind of reactive, I'm just going to do whatever I got to do to get something live and out and, you know, fulfilled, to, okay, let's get this off your plate. Let's plan for the future, so that it's kind of that concept of like slowing down to speed up. How do we bridge that gap? How do we help businesses bridge that gap?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you have to have periods where you work a ton more to get to a place where you have margin. So I have one specific customer that is using HubSpot more on the sales side. And he just knew things weren't really running well. And he's the founder. And so he's also managing HubSpot. He's like kind of the person that does everything that no one else is doing.
Sure.
And so with him, where we started off was, okay, you have a conversation with a prospect, then what happens? And I basically helped kind of map it out for him. And then I said, okay, where are the areas that you spend like the most time, or where are the areas that are just like a pain in the butt? And it was like this and this and this. And then from there, I was like, okay, well, how can we get that off your plate? So either document it so someone else can do it, or automate it. So like, for example, we had one there was an email. So after an order is placed, he manually sent an email saying, here's the tracking, you know, kind of a post-sale thing. It's like, well, we have all that information. Let's just automate that. And as you kind of start picking at those things you can do, you buy yourself back time if you're a small business.
Yeah.
So for people, or for, I guess, business owners that are not using any marketing automation or a solution like that, what do you think the number one or the best feature or use cases that can help them say, okay, yeah, let's bridge that gap? I know for the system we use, we really liked the missed call text back. So your company gets a call and you're going to text them back. But is there anything that you found like that for HubSpot that has really stood out or been useful to most?
I mean, that's very industry specific, sure, right?
Like, definitely.
So I work with a lot of tech companies. Okay. And like the ability to fill out a form and book straight to a calendar is a huge one. I mean, it seems simple, but like it cuts out the, someone says, hey, I want to talk to you. And then someone tries to get a hold of them via call or email. Right. Like, well, what term works with you? This works. Well, that doesn't work. And so, I mean, it's super simple. There's a lot of tools that do it. I like how HubSpot does it. If you do have that as a tool, and you can also do things like, for example, if it's a free email, perhaps you don't display a calendar because you don't actually want, like, if you're only looking for business domains, like you can do kind of some branching logic.
Filter out a little bit.
That one's been really successful, and companies have really increased their conversions of like a hand raiser to actually getting an appointment booked. So that's the first one I would think
of. Yeah, I love that. You know, so we often say to businesses, and people get overwhelmed quickly, business owners especially, myself included, right? We say, look, you got to solve one problem at a time. It's taking a bite of the elephant, one bite at a time, right? That being said, in the same breath, there are some bites of the elephant that are already figured out. There are some problems that are already solved, and there are some things that you can just get off of your plate. And I would certainly recommend to any business owner, whether, you know, you hear from us or otherwise, this is one that you want to get off your plate. You've got a lot of things you're going on. Even if you have a marketing team, there are vendors, and then there are partners that can help you solve a lot of these problems. Come in, evaluate the situation, and provide the right solution for the right problem. I think so many times we're trying to solve every single problem ourselves, and that's partially why we get so many people saying they're overwhelmed. They don't even understand the questions that they have to ask to get there. But if they could just say, come and, you know, partner with Dave at AskVig, right? All of a sudden, that's off their plate. They can focus on the fulfillment. They can focus on the biz dev. They can focus on sales. And they now provide that Chick-fil-A experience because process was figured out. They got it through. So I guess that brings us to, you know, what are some specific pain points that businesses are feeling today that you specifically can help with, and that, you know, a solution like yours would help businesses get past?
Yeah, I mean, everyone wants revenue. So anything like that's what they want. Now, you have to peel that back. There's a lot of layers to that. One thing that I've seen with some of the smaller organizations, like the one I was kind of mentioning where I'm working with, like kind of the founder, and is they need time to focus on the most important things. And so sometimes when you can automate things or bring clarity to the process such that other people can do it, you are better spending your resources, right? Your higher value, higher dollar paid people are doing what's most important. And then you can either delegate through automation or to other people to do some of the other things. If it's a larger organization, all those things still apply. But I think things, you have leaky funnels, things get missed, or, you know, you have a high volume of things happening. And if it, you know, let's say you're just sending a whole bunch of leads to a sales team, are they actually getting there? Are they making the calls? Are things happening? So I think sometimes I think about automation with a larger business as making sure things don't fall through the cracks. And then obviously at scale, when you automate at scale, that can be really effective.
That's
I guess what I would say.
That makes me think. So, you know, our bread and butter at Run Lead Gen between Brian and I and the team that we're building, we're really good at SEO. We're good at websites. We're good at Google Ads and Facebook Ads and generating the leads, right? And I would say, gosh, 10 times out of 10, 9 times out of 10, a high percentage of our clients get to the point where they're saying, I'm inundated with leads. I'm inundated with, I'm feeling like I'm just overwhelmed with the volume of new potential clients coming in. One, I want to know where they came from. Two, I want to know my return on my investment. And a lot of them, as they start to get more familiar with the process, I want to know the return on my investment by channel. I want to know where people are falling off. You know, they start to get to a place where they want to optimize. And so these are problems that generally when we hear these type of symptoms, we're like, yeah, you need a CRM. You need attribution. We've got to tie into the channels. And you really want, I know HubSpot boasts, you know, kind of the one CRM to rule them all, regardless, right? The idea of one place to capture all this inbound marketing and potentially any outbound efforts, right? Sure.
Yep.
And then to know where they're going, what they're turning into. I would say anybody who's not worried about this either will be soon or needs to be, certainly if they're looking to grow or scale their business.
Yeah, I mean, can you, so a CRM, like how do you manage your customer relations, right? Whether that's prospecting during the sale or post-sale, the CRM really helps do that. Can you do that with Google Sheets and a whole bunch of other tools? You can, but at some point it will fall apart. And a lot of times when you have a business that's using all these separate tools, there's silos. You know, Brian, you know something that Quinn doesn't know about the business because you're each using your own tools, right? When you're able to put that into one system that has greater visibility, everyone's on the same page.
Yeah,
and you can all work towards giving that customer the best experience. I mean, when you call into like a support line, any company, you expect them to know everything about you. You know, like it's funny. Sometimes I take off my operational hat and know how hard it is to deliver a good experience. And then I think like, I'm just calling in. They should know when I last called in. They should know my issue last time. Like all this stuff I expect as a consumer that they should know, right? But that's not easy to deliver, especially if you're not using like, you know, a tool to actually help you manage that entire thing. Obviously, that's a customer support example. But on the marketing front, like you have people that are interacting with you in different ways, pre-sales and post-sales, and the whole team should be aware of that journey.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Yeah, I was going to say, we've definitely seen that customer support, you know, once people are getting into a CRM, whether that's just to help them organize or to go after attribution or to help them in their sales ops. But then that next step being, okay, now I have this data. So the next time they call in, yeah, all right, now we need to open up customer support. And so it's not something that I've usually thought about from the marketing lens that I view everything through, and especially HubSpot, when I look at it, I'm always thinking from the marketing end. But yeah, there's, I think, a huge opportunity for business owners to, like you said, improve the entire experience for all steps of their journey by getting into something like that. So it's really cool.
Yeah, I want to talk briefly about some of the cutting edge stuff when it comes to automation, CRM, even RevOps, right? We are definitely playing around more, especially lately with, and you'll have to help me, Brian, remember what we call this, as you start to identify a user earlier, right?
Oh, like the unmasking some identity. So for example, there's tools, I know, some of the first party data tools like Segment, but where if you visit someone's site, their analytics not only is showing you, oh yeah, it was this person, this kind of the standard data maybe they would have from a cookie or analytics, but now branched out and compiled from other data sources that everyone has on you. Now they know it's actually you, what company you're from, your email address, phone number. I think unmasking, I can't remember the term that's getting used for that, but
yeah. Ultimately, I think the point here is technology is growing fast. The industry is changing fast. If you are growing a business in 2024 and you want this to be a long-term deal, right? You're not trying to sell in the next, you know, year. You really want this to be something that's going to perpetuate maybe into generations or whatever, right? Your ambitions are longer termed than maybe even just the next 3 or 5 years. You need to be considering a solution for the ever-changing digital landscape to go to market, to reach your customers appropriately, to solve their problem, and to have some systems in place to do that the most efficiently possible. Would you agree? I mean,